Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. I'm talking with a founding member, I suppose, of the Homeowners Defense Fund, homeownersdefensefund.org. Also, calneighborhoods.org, their sister organization that's going statewide. And we're just talking about building and density and... We left off with, where did we leave off? Well, I want to know specifically what's going on, you know, with your group. What are you doing?
All right, let me start with Homeowner Defense Fund and say that being as how none of us had done this before, we're getting our sense of where we can be most useful. And we're having, sponsoring our first workshop, which is booked, but we're going to keep having workshops. In fact, I'm already sizing you up as a great workshop facilitator for one of our groups. And we've now realized the response is so good, we're talking about renting some place and having it so the public can come. We're meeting with all of our elected officials. That has been extremely interesting and helpful. And it really...
Didn't you tell me that Gary Earle was seen having lunch with Susan Rose?
Yes, and also Mickey Flax. And so that really shows what happens when you communicate with people. I mean, we're not out here in an adversarial position, but rather to get to know our public officials. I have never bothered, I'm sorry to say, I taught history for quite a few years and pontificated about public service and been in volunteer work all my life, but I never thought that that was something I should do. But I must say our first district supervisor, because we were founded in Montecito, has really introduced us to some wonderful things. And one of the wonderful things he introduced us to was the Ledge Committee.
He being?
Supervisor Carbajal, sorry.
Thank you.
That he introduced us to Lori Norton, who's the executive officer of the Legislative Committee, which is public. People can go to that, and I wouldn't miss it. In fact, it's on right now, but I will get to go there. And this discusses all the legislation that affects the county and the cities. That our neighborhoods, and they monitor that for us. They have a lobbyist who gives some of his time to Santa Barbara County. And so if you go there, you can get up to date, and it's public, and nobody shows up. So
you know, that's
themselves.
The problem. I mean, people listening right now, we had people are damn interested in this, and they have an opinion one way or another. But we're all so busy with our lives. And,
I know.
And yet you're out there getting organized and getting... shotgunned and
it is true. And
ridiculed from one group.
My lovely twilight years, which I had planned to spend with my grandchildren, they're getting cheated a little bit. But it's worth it. Sometimes you just have to speak up, folks. And you were talking off mic about, or did you mention, I can't remember if it was on the air, about the person who advocates, you know, for the needy and poor, and yet when a building site came on next in her neighborhood, that was a different story. Then
right.
She fought it.
Right.
And I thought, yes, I must say that when arbitrary government comes to your doorstep, it is quite a shock, because theory is one thing and then reality is another. And Homeowner Defense Fund, we have learned that this is a very nonpartisan issue. And all of us on the board range from the full political spectrum. And we haven't had one crossword among us. And we found that with the other groups, which includes Gary Earle's group and the ones in San Ynez Valley. And there's many, many, the Allied Neighborhoods and the Veronica Springs and you name it. They're popping up all over as they begin to look around at their neighborhoods and realize this is our community and our home. And if we don't speak up, who will? Homeowners do not have a collective, magnified voice in Sacramento. There are homeowner groups for gated communities that have lobbyists or voices or people who go visit Sacramento. Homeowners have no voice. And this is what we're trying to say. Give us a voice. We pay the taxes. And so do renters who rent from some of us who maybe have rentals. You pay taxes, too, and you have the right to your community. People who rent in a community want to assume that that is the way it's going to be and be configured. And so all of us need to work to provide housing that is necessary and needy, and we need to do it at the most local, personal level. People are not used to volunteerism. Time to get with it.
So in this group and this voice is California Neighborhoods and CalNeighborhoods.org.
CalNeighborhoods.org will get you in touch with Gary Earle, our president of that organization. We are just forming, just filing. We go through the process of filing with the Secretary of the State, the federal IRS. We're 501c4s, which means we can advocate for issues but not for politicians. And it is a process, and it's a commitment that we're making to this community. We don't want to fight or be adversarial or insult people. We want to communicate. And we've had tremendous results with the community, the county government, about all the changes that are taking place in the county government.
You know why, don't you? They're scared of you.
Yes.
You know, I will tell you that I agree with
adorable
what you said.
Adorable me. Look at me. Am I someone to be scared of? Of course it is. But at any rate, they are also... I would say for listeners who are reading in the paper about, oh, this big shakeup, I'd say give it a chance. Give it a chance.
The shakeup?
The planning and development department and the reconfiguration of having the administrator become a CEO and all of this. I'm not privy to that.
Right,
but I would observe and watch. And
the firing of Val Alexiff. Who was the
yes, he's a very nice man, but he was brought in to enforce the mandatory housing element.
Ironically, he was my guest about a year ago when you called
in. Oh, but I called
him. Did you have anything to do with his firing?
Oh, of course not.
Let me just tell you this before we're running out of time. I'll give you a shot, but I did want to mention that you mentioned it's bipartisan, and I will tell you I have some very longtime close friends who are the most liberal leaning people you could ever want to meet, and I still consider them my friends, and they worked real hard and bought a house and are completely opposed to this affordable housing, just building density and this lottery system where some lucky people get in, and much more support the rental.
Exactly. Your liberal friends are they are legion. This is the kind of government. I've heard so many liberal friends say, I thought I was taught that the government was my friend, in this wounded way. And it is supposed to be our friend, but it's up to us to make it our friend. It's up to us as citizens. And I urge everyone not to be like me and have to look up on a street maps to find out where the county board of supervisors meets. It's for everyone to go there and meet and participate. And I feel we've earned their respect by going and being there. And some of those committee meetings I just love. I love the legislative committee meetings. But that is one thing. And you can learn for yourselves what's at stake here. As far as affordable goes, subsidize is a better word that probably upsets your friends.
Yes, yes.
Because some middle-class people would be asked to subsidize other middle-class folks. Just remember, and I'm sure Mark knows this better than I do, but the market goes up and down. And I know I've lived here since 1961. We have raised our family here. And we had to wait 6 years before my husband kept saying, the market's going to turn. There'll be a time to buy, and there's a time to sell, and there's a time and a season to do all the buying and selling of life.
Are you married to Bob Dylan?
I'm just trying to be funny in my pathetic way. So at any rate... the market economy has a way of...
So you had to wait adjusting before you were able to buy your home, is what you're
saying.
Well,
the first one was a little funky place, and then we got a different place, saved our money till the next one. So I'm saying that there's a time frame involved with your growth of your equity in your home.
There was a letter to the editor that says, denser housing, sensible. And he's saying inclusionary housing is not the problem. Inclusionary housing being that's forcing developers to add low-income housing for sale, not rental. He said the problem is developing oversized housing for undersized families. And basically, we should have dense planning that people don't need their own swimming pool. They could share a pool and share a tennis court. And it sounds like this guy is really saying we need to do away with the American way of life here.
the germane part of that little thing you were reading is that he's telling you, Mark, what's good for you. That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's very helpful of him. Are you thanking him for telling you where you should live and what you should do.
I'm taking him to task. I've had people telling me what to do my whole life, and I'm tired of it.
There's something about the balance. I guess I'm a Libra seeking balance, but between, you know, the radical individualism, I can do what I want, so don't step on me, and community, a sense of community. And I think that this issue that's been plopped upon us on our doorsteps is bringing that back into balance. And I think if we bring it back into balance, we can pursue our dream of homeownership, and yet with a sense of the community and the people who live here now, not imaginary people who might come, but the people who live here now. They are paying the bills, and they deserve, the taxpayers, whether renters or homeowners, deserve the respect of the government officials who have elected them. And I think both our Coalition of California Neighborhoods, which is going to take this message to the state.
Take it to the governor. Your sentiment there about the people who are here already, I think, was the rallying cry for Gary Earle's group, Citizens for what's that group? Sensible Planning?
Coalition of Sensible Planning.
Mm-hmm. Coalition for Sensible Planning, Gary Earle, who I like despite the fact that he has two first names. And he was saying that basically the rallying cry was, what about the people that are already here? Why can't we listen to the people that are already here and allow them, the money that they've spent and sacrificed to get in, allow them to maintain some kind of a lifestyle that exists now, as opposed to grabbing areas and just completely turning them around?
Well, one of the things that I think the Montecito Association is a model for, because it's so old, is local zoning. People think Montecito is so elite. It's really got a lot of, what do you call that? People on a fixed income type people in humble little homes, but they've got trees, they've got setbacks, they've got trees, you know, and foliage and things like this, which they look after very carefully. And it creates a look of luxury and something people love, greenery and kind. There's a wide variety. And so we would urge for plans and community plans for everyone in the county to define their lifestyle, because people who are coming into the homeowner market, they don't want a diminished quality of life. They want the quality of life that gives them the ambition to get up and get to work on time, don't they?
Well, if you have some pull, Judith, thank you very much for being here.
You're very welcome.
If you have some pull, put me on the list for affordable housing in Montecito, because I really want to move to Montecito.
I'm sorry, it's a lottery system there. Are you a lucky poor or an unlucky poor?
I will tell you, we're going to come back for the fourth segment.
Pull that ticket, because it's a lottery.
I want to live in Montecito. fourth segment coming up, and we'll do the weekly multiple listing update, talking about median home price sales weekly year to date. And I do want to tell you, I have the least expensive house listed in Montecito at 655 Romero Canyon Drive, and I'll be there Wednesday, August 17th, either from 11 to 1, to be safe, come 11 to 1. August 17th, Wednesday, and also Sunday, August 24th, from 2 to 4. Just had a price reduction down to $1,275,000. So if you're looking for a fixer in Montecito, that's what $1,275,000 will get you. 9,600 square foot parcel.
Now, what about these low interest rates? Doesn't that make it more possible for people to get
loans? Oh, it costs you like $80 a month to live there. It's a deal. We got reverse mortgages, upside down, long term, no money down, and zero qualifications. We don't care what kind of credit you have. We'll get you into this house. Judith, thank you much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me and for hearing about our groups and the work we're doing.
Okay, good luck today.
Bye-bye.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll come back for the fourth segment and give you the weekly multiple listing update. Stay tuned.